You can listen to Issues Etc. live and on demand with the new Issues Etc. iPhone and Android app. You can get these apps at our website, issuesetc.org. Give us a call, send us an email, or follow us on Facebook or Twitter. Issues Etc. in the palm of your hand. The new Issues Etc. iPhone and Android app. Download today at issuesetc.org.
There's an app for that.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin on this Thursday afternoon, January the 31st. I'm looking at an ad here. Apparently, this is a print ad that appears on the walls of the Washington, D.C. Metro a little bit later in the month, I believe. The same ad campaign is going to come to Chicago and then to San Francisco and other major cities. It's called My Jihad. Now, the ad I'm looking at pictures a very nice-looking Muslim lady with her head covered in traditional garb. She's got a barbell in her hand. And the copy reads, My Jihad, hashtag, modesty is not a weakness. What's yours? Redefining the term jihad. Now, it comes from the organization called CARE, a rather now famous American organization. It's the Chicago arm of the Council on American Islamic Relations. Why? Why run an ad campaign trying to redefine this word? Robert Spencer joins us. He's director of Jihad Watch, and he's author of several books on Islam, including his latest, Did Muhammad Exist? An Inquiry into Islam's Obscure Origins. Robert, welcome back to Issues Etc.
Hey, thank you. Happy to be back.
Why would an organization like CARE be interested in an ad campaign like this aimed at redefining the term jihad?
Well, Todd, you know, they got a public relations disaster on their hands. I mean, they are trying to portray Islam as benign, as peaceful, as fitting easily into the American understanding of the separation of religion and state, as properly understood, that is, and as being something that Americans should welcome and not something that anybody should be concerned about. And yet every day, somewhere around the world, there are Muslims who are fighting against non-Muslims, to committing acts of violence, sometimes acts of unspeakable brutality, and justifying them by pointing to the teachings of Islam. And so it contradicts everything that CARE is trying to present Islam as being. So they are now engaged in this cynical and deceptive campaign designed to try to bamboozle Americans into thinking that jihad, which is the Islamic concept of struggle, it is the spiritual struggle within the soul, but it's also traditionally understood and universally so in Islamic theology and law as involving warfare against unbelievers to bring the to impose Islamic law upon them and subjugate them. This is an incredibly dishonest campaign, just designed to confuse Americans and to render them complacent in the face of the genuine jihad threat.
So here's the line from the official website for the ad campaign, My Jihad, and it reads, and I quote, "Jihad is a central tenet of the Islamic creed, which means, quote, struggling in the way of God, the way of God being goodness, justice, compassion, etc. And that is, in parentheses, not forcible conversion as wrongly claimed by some." Now, that's what they want to say. Is that what the Quran or other Islamic writings say about jihad?
Yeah, it's actually, strictly speaking, accurate. It's very, very cleverly and carefully worded, what you just read. Islam does indeed forbid forced conversion, although that is often something that is ignored. But it does forbid forced conversion, but that's not what I was saying. I never said anything about forced conversion in explaining jihad just now. I was talking about warfare against unbelievers and their subjugation under the rule of Islamic law. This is not forced conversion. So that what they do is they set up this false dichotomy and say it's either a spiritual struggle or it's forced conversion. It's not forced conversion, therefore it's only a spiritual struggle. It's very dishonest. Jihad means struggle in Arabic, and there are many struggles, just like you can like struggle to quit smoking or lose weight in English, and there's also the great struggle against communism or Nazism or something like that, and it's the same word. In Islam, with jihad, it's the same way. There's the spiritual internal struggle, but there's also this well-developed concept that Muslims have the responsibility to wage war against unbelievers and to subjugate them, denying them basic rights under the rule of Islamic law.
Now, what would a kind of a Muslim of the more thorough stripe, and when we talk about the CARE organization, we are talking about, at least on the surface, and many of the people who probably have any kind of affiliation with them, very westernized Muslims. What would a Muslim say in Iran make of the My Jihad ad campaign?
Well, actually, it's interesting to note that Hizb-ut Tahrir, which is an international Muslim organization that is dedicated to bringing Islamic law to the world, has denounced CARE's My Jihad campaign and says that it's that's not jihad and that's not Islam. And they don't understand that CARE is on their side and is engaged in a massive game of deception. And so they just think these people are soft and they're selling out what is actually a concept of warfare.
Now, you just said, contrary to appearances, that CARE is on the side of radical Islam.
Oh, yeah. I say that with 100% confidence because CARE, let's remember, is a Hamas front group as designated by the Department of Justice. It was named an unindicted co-conspirator in a Hamas terror funding case in 2007. It was founded by two members of the Islamic Association for Palestine, which was later shut down as a Hamas front. One of those two men, Nihad Awad, is still the head of CARE, and he has gone on record in the past saying that he was in favor of the Hamas movement. Hamas, of course, is a terrorist group that has gleefully celebrated the murders of Israeli civilians on buses and in pizza parlors and places like that. And CARE is their arm, their stealth arm in the United States, designed to break down resistance to jihad and Islamic supremacism by smearing and attempting to discredit and marginalize the foes of jihad, and by posing as the civil rights group that intimidates people and scares them into thinking that it's bigoted and racist to resist jihad and to fight against the spread of Sharia.
So it's really a difficult situation for an organization like CARE, because if what you're saying there is true, they simply cannot publicly admit or openly admit what they're really all about.
Yeah, that's quite so. And the risk that they always have to take is that their own people will believe their nonsense. When they engage in these massive campaigns of deception like the My Jihad campaign, the risk they're taking is that young Muslims who are not so informed about their religion will actually believe them and think that jihad is just about working out or romping through the daisies or whatever. And they won't realize that jihad is warfare against unbelievers. And so CARE is sort of playing chicken with its own lies, that they have to hope that their own people will not fall for them, but that non-believers will and become complacent as a result.
You used the term deception here several times, and I wonder, is there precedent for that? That is kind of a blatant deception of the infidel toward end of Islam in not only jihadist but also in general Islamic strategy.
It's in the Quran, chapter 3, verse 28, says, "Don't take unbelievers as your friends and protectors in preference to believers, unless you are doing it to guard yourselves against them." Which is that phrase there, "unless you're doing it to guard yourselves against them," has been interpreted in Islamic theology as meaning that if you are under pressure, if you are experiencing difficulties from unbelievers, then you can pretend to be their friend. You can pretend to be on their side, but you don't do it sincerely. And Ibn Kathir, who is one of the foremost commentators on the Quran and who explains what it means, he actually quotes an early Islamic authority, a companion of Muhammad, saying that we smile in the faces of some people, but behind their backs we curse them. And that's what CARE is all about.
Robert Spencer is director of Jihad Watch, and he's author of several books on Islam, including his latest, Did Muhammad Exist? An Inquiry into Islam's Obscure Origins. You'll find a link to Jihad Watch at issuesetc.org. Click Listen on Demand. Robert, thank you for your time.
A pleasure. Thank you.
Tomorrow on Issues Etc., we're going to be talking with Pastor Jeremy Rohde about sharing the gospel of Jesus with unbelievers. Also tomorrow, we'll play Issues Etc., soundbite of the week. Well, here's what Eric in Pennsylvania posted recently on Facebook, the Facebook fan page, about Lutheran Public Radio, Sacred Music for the World. He says, I must say that LPR, Lutheran Public Radio, has been such a joy listening to during the Epiphany season. Thanks. Well, it's not only during the Epiphany season, but during every season of the church year. Lutheran Public Radio is sacred music for the world. And we do follow the course of the church year. That means when you tune in live anytime to Lutheran Public Radio at lutheranpublicradio.org, you will hear the church's music according to the church's year. And it's 24/7 and it's absolutely free. lutheranpublicradio.org. I encourage you tonight when you're home and you're doing your, everybody does it, you're doing your nightly browsing of the internet and your nightly sweep of Facebook, find Lutheran Public Radio at Facebook. It's facebook.com/Lutheran Public Radio, or go and listen, lutheranpublicradio.org. You will be pleasantly surprised. The deception that seems to be at the heart of something like Islam shouldn't surprise us. A lie always has to give birth to other lies. And Islam is a lie. It's a false god. It's a false religion. It's a false teaching. And so the fact that falsehoods would be perpetrated in the name and justified in the name of Islam, that wants to present itself as a noble religion, it may have many noble adherents, but the religion itself remains a lie. So we shouldn't be surprised when some of its adherents actually lie. I'm Todd Wilkin. I'll talk with you tomorrow. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
What makes Christ Our Savior Lutheran Church in Freeburg, Illinois so special? Our new members talk about the family atmosphere, the welcoming people, and the outstanding music. But most importantly, you'll be confronted with your sin and comforted with the assurance that Jesus has removed that sin so that you can live each day as His baptized and forgiven child. Christ Our Savior Lutheran Church is at 612 North State Street in Freeburg, Illinois. Sunday worship is at 9 a.m., Sunday school and Bible classes at 10:20 a.m. Call 618-539-5664.
This is a message for members of Thrivent Financial for Lutherans. Thrivent Financial has a new charitable grant program called Thrivent Choice. Thrivent Choice allows you to designate charitable outreach funds to Lutheran Public Radio. For more information, look for the Thrivent logo under the Donate page of our website, issuesetc.org, or ask your Thrivent representative about Thrivent Choice. Help support the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. with Thrivent Choice.